My name is Dani, and today I will be immersing you into the world of cannabis.
So I would recommend for that, definitely maybe something on the indica.
Welcome to the Green Remedy Collective, a cannabis dispensary in Richmond by the Hilltop Mall. I used to work here. Well, they take all your information down. They sit you down. You listen to good music. They take you to the back where the bartender helps you. So I'm here with a bartender from Green Remedy Collective. I'm going to ask them a few questions. Can I first get your name, your position, and your age?
My name is Chris Rowe. I'm 24, and I am a bartender.
The people that come in, maybe like the faces, the age, what can you tell me about that?
I would say actually I couldn't put it in a general cluster because so many diverse faces and people show up here that I can't just say like, oh man, it's a bunch of teenagers. Oh, it's a bunch of seniors. It's a bunch of, because it's literally everything. We have people who are 21 who are, you know, in college that are coming up here. They say they use it for anxiety. We have patients who I talked about earlier who are in middle age who also might have sicknesses that come up here. We also have people who use it that are very, very old, like seniors that are 80, and you know they've been using it for a long time, maybe recreationally, and now they're using it medicinally. So it can be different. There's all different wakes of life: tall, black, white, purple, green. Everything is coming in here, so it's beautiful.
It smells really good.
Yeah, it's really good. This one's what? Mm-hmm.
I was a patient of the dispensary before I started working there. And the reason I was there was because I was a patient who dealt with anxiety, and my form of medication were edibles. But before I started to work there, I worked at a Starbucks by Target here in Richmond. And I recall it was a busy night, and I was getting ready to clean up. And this woman came in asking for coffee. She came in with her baby and stroller, and she asked me something about my night. All I know is that she told me later on that I had said something really humble and to her, you know, despite the load of work I was doing. And she asked me if I was looking for another job. And I said, yeah, I mean, you know, depends on what kind of job and if I would be good at it. She told me they were looking for people to hire at Green Remedy Collective. And I was like, yeah, of course. I would love to work there because, one, I'm a patient there. And I am an advocate for cannabis. I strongly believe in the medicinal properties of cannabis. So soon enough, I went a day or 2 days after, asked for an application. I took in my application and resume. I didn't hesitate in submitting all my forms because I really wanted to work there. Like, I really wanted to be there. You know, I mean, it's cannabis. And yeah, when I first got the job, I was excited. I felt I was blessed more than anything. I remember my manager asking me how I liked it on the first day. And all I can say was it was a lot better than Starbucks. People are nice and not mad at me for making their drink wrong. Cannabis for me is a medicine, and I advocate for it because it has helped many people. And I am living proof to that. I have seen it with my own two eyes, and I've heard it from many people already. I interviewed a few patients, and this is what they had to say.
I like cannabis because it helps me sleep at night. I work for a moving company. I do hard physical work. I come home, I'm like wired up, I'm amped. It relaxes me. In lieu of drinking, I prefer to take a couple of puffs and relax. I'll be able to watch TV, and I sleep better. And I still do what I do. I still ride bikes. So physically active, hey, you're never too old. Like I tell my kids all the time, if you didn't know how old you were, how old would you be? Because it's a state of mind.
Different people have different systems that weed helped. Trust me, it's better than some medicine. It's grown from the earth. Can't get no better than that. That's just like vegetables, you know, so can't go wrong.
Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate your interview.
Anytime, girl. Have a good day. Anytime.
My family members, they don't believe in cannabis. They see it more like a drug. However, I wanted to teach them more about it because to me, alcohol is a drug too, you know? Cannabis, unlike alcohol, does not make you crazy or loopy. It relaxes you and it relaxes your muscles. My approach was subtle. I decided to tell my mom first and see how that went. And this is what she had to say.
Mi primera reacción como que no me gustó porque yo dije, si es marihuana, mi hija va a estar en...
My first reaction was that I didn't like it. My daughter was going to be into drugs. But when you told me it was a medicine and it helps people improve their mind, body, and soul, then I thought it was okay.
Si es con medicina, yo pienso que está bien.
I'm undocumented and part of the DACA program, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals.
The fact that cannabis isn't federally legal yet, and I am a DACA student, it does bring fear into me because as a DACA student, I am supposed to be a role model. I am supposed to do things correctly and hold myself to standards. It makes it a little harder for me to want to speak and say more of my story, mainly because I am a DACA student. I am undocumented, and that's why I'm doing what I'm doing today, because I'm not only speaking for myself, but I'm speaking for everyone who is also struggling to get by. And you just have to look for those opportunities. You have to go to school. You have to continue learning, and, you know, we all figure it out.